Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That's right, it is Chris Broussard and George Reister live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Eric Pincus, Bleacher Report NBA writer, friend of the show, will join us at the bottom of this hour to fill us in on all things NBA, including the next topic that we are about to get into. But before I go there, George Reister, who I said is joining me, his radio show, Reister or Wrong, is weeknights, 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific on Mad Dog Sports Radio. We announced it wrong earlier because the time on his Twitter profile is actually wrong. So George,
it's
man,
fixed get, now.
Stop
it
being
is
lazy
fixed now,
and fix
buddy.
That. All right. All right, man. Look, I look. If the Lakers lose this series, maybe I should say when the Lakers lose this series. Simple question. And I think it's on the minds of everyone, and we'll certainly talk about it with Eric Pincus. Should they or should they not try to make Kyrie Irving a Laker?
Ooh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Wow.
And it's not that I don't like Kyrie Irving or that he's not a good player. However, what's it going to cost you? Might cost you Austin Reeves and Hachimura?
Well, no, that's too much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm keeping Austin Reeves, and I want to keep Hachimura as well.
Exactly. So if it's going to cost you both of those, because the NBA has re-looked at how it's going to calculate its salary cap And now teams that are in the luxury tax are no longer going to have the luxury, if you will, with to bring players back and sign in trades. They're not going to be able to they're not going to have full access to their trade exceptions and all that. So it's going to be tougher to build deep rosters. So a player like Kyrie that's going to command so much money, it is going to cut into your depth. And then as good of a scorer as he is, he's not good on defense. And you need defense to be able to win. So I think that for the Lakers, they got enough scoring that they got to continue to bolster this roster without sacrificing key pieces like Reeves and Hachimura, because I want both of them back.
Look, I hear you. You're making sense. However, I also think if they had Kyrie Irving right now, I know Kyrie has just wreaked havoc. There's a trail of destruction.
A trail of bodies.
Gone, right, since he left Cleveland with LeBron. But since then, he has at least seemed to come to the realization that he made a mistake by leaving LeBron James.
Yes.
He's wanted to play with the Lakers and LeBron. And I got to be honest, I think he would be better with the Lakers and LeBron than he will be with Dallas and Luka. And so I think it is could be worth Dallas's while to look at a sign and trade with the Lakers. And Kyrie would probably also have to accept that he's not getting the max. Now, he can get a lot of money, but not quite the max. But he may get the years he wants with the Lakers if they did some sort of sign and trade. But you got to keep Austin Reeves. You got to keep Rui Hachimura. And then I would like to keep Jared Vanderbilt. But I don't know
he's more replaceable, honestly.
Well, he's a great defender, though. He can't shoot.
Yes.
But he's long, and to your point, like, I could bring Kyrie in if I have enough good defenders around him. I do think they could use his offense. LeBron's going to be a year older next year. We can't always count on him to give him 25 to 30 points a night. Anthony Davis, we know, is going to be up and down. What has been their problem in these games, George? They haven't been able to close.
Correct.
Kyrie is a closer supreme.
You are right. But defensive stops with Kyrie on the floor the same way that they can now?
Yes. Because if you have Anthony Davis back there, if you have Jared Vanderbilt, and again, maybe you can't keep him. Austin Reeves, a solid defender. I disagree with you about LeBron's defense in this series. I think LeBron, now he's not locked down necessarily for 40 minutes, but the block shots, the hustle, he's been hustling back more than a lot of his teammates
back,
at times.
Back,
or
yes.
Or transition.
But there are times he will get hit with a back door. He will get hit with a back door more than he ever did. And there are some times where he's just standing around. And mind you, I don't want to sound too critical of LeBron because I'm a LeBron guy. However, we're watching an older version of him that
Absolutely.
Can't do the same things that he used to be able to do. And so maybe that's it, that I've come to – that I've grown accustomed to seeing one version of LeBron play basketball. And now maybe I have to readjust – my expectations. And if you put Kyrie on this team right now, would they be winning this series? Yes, because they would have somebody who is unguarded.
So what's the problem?
The problem is that you can't put him on this team. This team is not going to look the same if you get Kyrie. But the good news about getting Kyrie is that you can actually get him this offseason and it doesn't cost you draft picks. It doesn't cost you trading away players. So maybe you don't re-sign the same amount of players, because I was not a fan of them trying to trade for Kyrie prior to the trade deadline, because that would have crippled the entire team. Like, there's no way that they could have won. They would have been in the same position that Dallas was in, that Phoenix ended up in, where they were so thin.
No depth.
Yeah, so but if you can find a way to get Kyrie him, players, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, if he'll take, he'd have to take a significant,
he'd have to take
significantly
like 30,
lower
yeah,
amount
take
of money.
Like 30 mil.
Yeah, and maybe less, maybe than that, depending on, I mean, look.
But how many people are really going to be willing to pay Kyrie the max, though?
Not many. I mean, the talk is that Dallas, and we'll ask Eric Pincus about this, that Dallas will give him a max deal for a few years. Honestly, my desire, if I were any team, Dallas or the Lakers, but in this case, Dallas, I would want to get – my heart would be like, look, one-year deal with a team option for a second year. The problem with that is that – and Dallas understands this – they don't want to go overboard with like a full long-term max, but they also understand they do have to give him a contract that he feels good about and that he can actually save face with, that doesn't look like an insult. Because if you sign Kyrie Irving to a contract that he doesn't like, oh my goodness, who knows what type of, you know, destruction he might wrought. Like,
yes.
I mean, reek. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how many weeks would he take off, or would a back injury that might not exist creep, you know, rear its ugly head? Or it would be they got a real issue there. But Kyrie and Luka just didn't seem like a good fit. I mean, I'm not saying making any revelations there. I mean, they didn't even make the playoffs.
Yes.
Right? And so it is look, I get it. I definitely am bringing back Austin Reeves, and I want Rui Hachimura. And by the way, George, they're starting tonight. Now, I've been thinking that Darvin Ham should have been gone to the lineup of LeBron, Anthony Davis, Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, and Dennis Schroeder. Get D'Angelo Russell. I don't want back if I'm a Laker.
No.
If he had played well in these playoffs, Kyrie wouldn't even be a thought.
Yes.
But he's been up and down,
wildly
inconsistent. And that's what he's done. He's either been bad, mediocre, or inconsistent throughout his playoff career. Now, this year, he's actually had some nice playoff games, but he's also had a bunch of bad ones. He's too up and down. So I'm done with him if I'm the Lakers, and it looks like they may be done with him tonight. Well, he'll probably get some minutes, but he's certainly not starting. And Rui, I didn't really understand, George, why they went with Jared Vanderbilt over Rui after game one, when you saw that Hachimura could guard Jokic, and that would allow Anthony Davis to roam. Maybe they knew that Denver was going to react to that and make its own adjustment. But I still would have gone that way. That's the way I would be starting. I would have been starting the last two games.
Mm. See, I would have too. And I knew that something was up when there was talk before last game, before game three. Oh, D'Angelo Russell may not be happy if he has to come off the bench.
That's right. You shouldn't even have to be dealing with something like that right now.
Correct. I mean, and truthfully, that's why the Heat have had so much success, because they have not been worried about that, not even a little bit. I mean, Duncan Robinson could have pouted a long time ago when he got nailed to the bench. Yep. And instead, you know what he did? Came out, balled out. You know who else could have? Lonnie Walker for the Lakers could have pouted.
Yep.
What'd he do? Come out and ball. And I think that that's indicative of why D'Angelo Russell has yo-yoed. I mean, even Draymond Green. Steve Kerr put Draymond on the bench a couple of times, and you know what Draymond Green came out and said? Whatever it takes to win. Because he's comfortable in himself. I mean, imagine if Manu Ginobili was like, oh, I'm not coming off the bench. It actually worked out better for his career. But who closes the game? I think that that's more important. And instead of letting your ego get wrapped around it and be like, yo, I understand, coach. I wasn't playing great today. Next time, you know what? I got to step up if I want to be in the game. Period.
No, I agree. George Reister.
Because winning gets you more opportunities.
Absolutely. In for Rob Parker. And we're bouncing back between the Eastern and the Western Conference of these NBA playoffs. And the surprise, I don't even know if we've mentioned them tonight. The Miami Heat. Disrespected, according to some, I'm sure according to them, throughout these playoffs. But is that true?
Yes.
Have they really been disrespected in these playoffs? Well, or is that what a 44-38 record gets you?
Facts.
That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the iCouple. Chris Broussard, George Reister is in for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, George, a lot of talk about Miami feeling and being disrespected despite being up 3-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals and all but assuredly headed to the NBA Finals. for the second time in the last 3 years or 4 years, four seasons, 2020 bubble. Do you feel like they've been disrespected or are being disrespected?
No. No. Dude, Chris, when you look at this roster versus the Celtics roster, a team with a first-team All-NBA guy, second-team All-NBA guy, and three dudes who have been on the you have an
all-defensive player.
Yes, all-defensive team. A former defensive player of the year last year. And everybody pretty much has been on an all-defensive team of the people who play meaningful minutes. And we're going to sit here and look at Gabe and all the rest of the players on the Miami Heat roster and say, I'll take the Heat roster. Nobody said that. They were in the play-in, Chris. They lost the play-in game, and they were down with like 3 minutes to go in the elimination play-in game. That's a team that's supposed to get a ton of respect. No, they are getting the respect that they deserve now. And if they close out this series, they will get more than an attaboy. They will get, good Lord, like this team was much better. And maybe, just maybe, we should reevaluate how we build teams. That's the best you're going to get.
Well, I agree with you on the fact of them not being disrespected. I think the only time they were disrespected was after they went up 2-0 on these Celtics and still were viewed as the underdog in the series. That's when they were disrespected. You're up 2-0, you're going home, and you still are expected to lose the series.
Yeah.
But you can miss me with all the talk about, we've been hold up. Y'all were the seventh seed who, as you said, George, lost the first play-in and nearly lost the second one. You were facing the number one seed. Were we supposed to make you the favorites over the Bucks?
No.
And then the Knicks, I know you took care of them, but the Knicks had taken care of Cleveland, an impressive Cleveland team. Beat them, I believe, in five games. So, you can't be mad at people for thinking the Knicks, whose roster is, I believe, a little more impressive than Miami's. And then, of course, Boston, which had been to the conference finals last year, or the NBA finals, you couldn't be mad at them being the favorites. So I agree with you, and they haven't liked people pointing out that they have seven undrafted players on their roster.
That's a badge
of
honor.
But that's just a fact, right?
Yes.
I mean, we're all excited about the draft. Last week, it was the draft lottery. Everybody was excited about it. Well, that's because it's important. And the player that's not drafted is not considered to be likely to make an NBA roster. And so when people point out that you've got seven undrafted players, that's not disrespect. It is just the fact that their talent isn't what some of these other teams
is. But I would actually think that that's a badge of respect. I mean, that's a badge of honor. Like that we got grinders out here. And truthfully, Chris, I think that's one of the reasons why they've had a lot of success.
Agreed.
And because Jimmy Butler, the reason why he's had so much playoff success compared to James Harden, is even though that James Harden, when you look at the stats, the numbers, everything else, he has had a greater career. But in playoff success and playoff clutchness, if you will, Jimmy Butler has had more, because Jimmy Butler's a grinder. He's a guy where James Harden, his game is built largely on smoke and mirrors. It is, yes, he can make shots and all of that stuff, but he spent the largest part of his career gimmick fouls, go up underneath the arm.
Well,
he's 12th all-time in free throw shooting, and Jimmy Butler goes to go get buckets.
Smoke and mirrors comment. My only issue with James Harden is this. When the rubber hits the road, when the money's on the line, when it is must-win time, he is, I don't know, a quarter
fueling up the jet
of the percent of the player, right, that he is during the regular season. Game 6 and 7. It's not that he hadn't had any really good playoff games. We saw him have two against the Celtics, two great ones.
Yep.
But in Game 6 and 7, not just this series, but throughout his career, when it's important, when it's winning time, he has not showed up. I love watching his game. I think he's incredibly skilled. I think he's one of the few players who has been all-time elite level in both scoring the basketball and being a point guard. But his problem is he doesn't get it done in the biggest moments. We got Eric Pincus right around the corner. We'll talk to him about Kyrie Irving and some more stuff. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a longtime friend of the show, Bleacher Report's NBA writer. We welcome in Eric Pincus. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to the game.
Yes, yes, indeed. Are you at the arena now?
Yes, sir. Waiting for
okay,
tip,
great.
But, might be my last day at work,
right,
at least in L.A.
Absolutely. Hey, we appreciate you taking this few minutes out with us. Let's talk Kyrie Irving. If the Lakers lose this series, which looks likely, there's a lot of talk out there about them going after Kyrie. What's your read on this? And even just take us through the logistics of how is this even really financially realistic?
Well, I wrote for Bleacher on Dallas the other day, and my understanding, at least talking to people, and you know, I think the Mavs definitely deny this, but I was told they had a handshake with Kyrie Irving. And so while they can't legally work something out ahead of time because it's illegal, you can get in trouble for that, the sense I get is that Kyrie's coming back. He's probably going to get the max 3 years plus an option. So if that's true, then I don't think the Lakers are in the mix. But again, like Kyrie. He's going to do things sometimes off the beaten path. And also, you know, the Mavs could go in a different direction. So I don't want to say it's a lock. I don't want to say nothing's possible. If you're the Lakers, you're going to keep Austin Reeves. That's about $12 million. They want to keep Rui Hachimura. Let's say he's in the $12 to $15 million range. They have to make a decision on D'Angelo Russell, who was, before this series, someone they were probably going to pay like $25 million a year to. Now I think maybe they at least have to think it. They at least think it through that maybe there's a different way. And because D'Angelo has not been great in the series, is it matchups? Is it, you know, who knows? These are the kind of thoughts they'll have to make. So if Kyrie wants to come for less money, and the Lakers want to sacrifice D'Angelo, and maybe it might cost them Rui. I mean, like, there's a way to make it work, but it involves everybody working together, probably taking less money, and that's probably a non-starter. You know what I mean? Like, especially if Dallas is offering the mats.
Yeah, and if you're looking at this Lakers roster, we've heard reports that Austin Reeves may be getting a significant pay raise, but how much more do they really need to be a championship caliber team? And are we watching old LeBron or hurt LeBron?
Yeah. That is not an answerable question. You know what I mean? Like, that's the heart of the matter. You know, you hit the nail on the head. Is this LeBron? And we've just sort of seen that moment where he's sort of been eclipsed a bit, where he's still capable of great things, but he can't quite dominate a series like he's always done. Or is it because, I know he's had foot injuries. I was told through, you know, last month or two or so, he's been on like one foot. And for a guy that heavy, you know, not in a negative sense, he's a big, big guy. And he's always, the gift that he's had is that being so big, he's so nimble and so, you know, able to get around the court with such athleticism. And if that drops, it's been harder. And I don't know the answer, but I do know that the Lakers have to sort of decide, like, do they recommit? Do they give more money to LeBron and AD to stick around? Or is this next year maybe the last year? And if that's the case, then that's going to impact how you build. You're not going to go after a Kyrie if you think this is the last year. You're going to start to think, okay, Rui and Austin could be part of whatever's next. So I don't know the answer here, but I came in the year that LeBron came in. So I've been doing this a long time. I know I got a lot more gray hair than I did before when I started. So I can only imagine the toll it's taken on him.
They're starting Dennis Schroeder and Rui Hachimura tonight. I thought they should have done that in game two instead of Vanderbilt and D'Angelo Russell. Why do you think they've waited this long, and what type of impact do you think this could have tonight?
You know, I thought they actually pre-adjusted in the first game where they didn't play Vanderbilt. Like, they kind of adjusted their lineup, and then they game two, they went back to their usual thing. And I don't love the way that Darvin's managed this series, but also, you know, he's a rookie coach. I know he's been around the league forever, and I thought he did a good job, you know, getting them to this point. But there are some issues where you start Vanderbilt, Jokic doesn't have to guard him, right. and that, you know, that's an issue. But he brings a level of defense that you're not going to get with D'Angelo. So they've just kind of struggled to find, you know, Dennis is a better defender on Jamal Murray, but he's shorter. And so Jamal's gotten some shots over him, so it's not like Dennis is shutting him down. I think they're just struggling to find a combination. And it really, game one, they had it, and it just didn't go their way. Like, they were getting their butts whopped, but then they came back, and it was like one or two moments, and they win that game, and maybe they go on to sweep the series. Game two, same thing, like one or two plays. And LeBron AD in game three just didn't have it. And that's where you can't look at Darvin and say it's your fault when it's like you count on AD and LeBron to deliver in those big moments. So I think they've just been struggling as a staff to find the right combination of guys who can defend and can also score.
What's the feeling, you know, when you talk to people around the league, around Darvin Ham, because you have first-year coach Joe Mazzulla, who's getting a lot of heat, whereas Ime Udoka had success last year. What's the thought about Darvin Ham right now?
Well, yeah, I think that Darvin, if you've spent any time around him, I've been fortunate to be around him when he was with the Lakers the first time around as an assistant, and whatever I've gotten around this year, I mean, he's just a joy to be around as far as a person. And that goes a long way. Not to this, I'm not saying anything negative about, you know, the Boston coach or anything like that. I'm just saying from being around Darvin, he's just a pleasure. And I think that's where he's, you know, generally considered a winner, in that people like being around him. He kept this team connected through a lot of crap. You know, they had Russell Westbrook. It was a very toxic situation. He got Russ to come off the bench, got them through the trades, got the team that started terribly to keep staying attached, not quit on the season, get to the conference finals, and probably got out-coached a bit by a more seasoned coach, which is going to happen. I don't think Darvin is viewed as like a high-level tactician, but I could argue that if Darvin maybe, you know, supplemented his bench with a little bit more experience, they got a great bench. A lot of player development guys, shooting coaches, maybe one more really experienced coach to kind of guide him. Vogel had Lionel Hollins, for instance, and he had Jason Kidd, too, to go to. And I think maybe that's missing a little bit, because you can always supplement the X's and O's, but you can't kind of duplicate that sort of positive human side that Darvin brings. So I don't think he's getting as much heat as Joe, but I'm not as close to that situation.
Eric, do you think the Lakers are surprised at how good Denver is? And so many people are, right? So many people have talked about overlooking them.
Well, I mean, they were the best team in the league, in the West anyway, all year. They were not an easy out. I know the Lakers beat them in the bubble. It was at five games, but those were like, there was a game where AD had to hit the game winner. That series could have swung to be a much deeper series. So, the Lakers certainly know what KCP brings, and had a little, I guess, seller's remorse, buyer's remorse in the Russell Westbrook swap, understanding that they gave up a player that they probably underappreciated. But, you know, Jokic is two-time MVP. So if you didn't think the Nuggets were good, it might be time to, like, you know, watch more than just, like, the, you know, the Lakers and the Celtics and maybe the Knicks, you know, like the biggest market teams. I know Denver's not the biggest market, and Jokic is not, I mean, he's not as flashy a player. You know, maybe he's not as marketable for whatever reason, but I mean, the guy is, he's a problem. He's the best player in this series right now, and that's right. Crazy considering you've got LeBron James on the floor.
Eric, who has been the MVP for the Nuggets so far this series?
I mean, it's easy to, like, look at Jamal Murray and say it's him, because of the way that he's exploded. He closed out one game where Jokic didn't do much in the fourth. And then, you know, he carried that team through the first half and really gave them the edge so that the Lakers were sort of playing behind. But I still got to go with Jokic because it's all like if you didn't have Jokic, you'd be guarding Jamal Murray very differently. Right. You know what I mean? Like you'd be all over him in such a way that you could. Like, for instance, the Lakers were able to deal with Steph and Klay. It wasn't easy. It was a lot of work, but they did it. You know, they took care of Ja. Those guys are incredible too. Are they better than? Is Jamal Murray better than those guys? I don't know. We could debate it, but Jamal Murray without Jokic is just another really, really, really good basketball player. He's not this explosive, like, home run hitter, which I respect, and I'm not belittling him. He's incredible, and I'm not in any way, I'm not shading him. Please don't take away shade from this. I'm just saying that Jokic is why Jamal Murray is doing what he's doing, because you've got a major problem for the Lakers. And I thought that they might because, you know, they went small because AD can't play LeBron really can't play three anymore because he's not as mobile. And they're going to be really slow if they go with a center. So I knew that AD was going to play five and Bron four. And that works in most cases until you get this big guy. And now it's a problem.
All right, Eric, before you go, what's your prediction for tonight's game?
I mean, I'd love to keep working. I'd love for them to just get a win and maybe get one in Denver. I'm a big believer in chaos and, like, things that aren't supposed to happen. And you know, no one's ever come back from 3-0. It would be fun to see if the Lakers can tease that. I don't expect them to win tonight. I'll take it. Like I said, I root for myself. You know, you do this job for right. so long. I root for my fellow story. Colleagues. You know, there's a lot of great people I get to see all year. And, you know, you don't want to see it come to an end. So from that perspective, I'd like to see the Lakers extend the series. But body language and everything that we've seen, there's no reason yet to think that the Lakers can win this series. But, you know, stranger things – well, I wouldn't say stranger things have happened, but it's never happened. I mean, it's possible. So, I mean, if you're a diehard Laker fan, you know, keep believing. I'm not – don't let me crap on your dreams.
Well, now, you just broke George's heart. I'm just going to let you know. On your way out the door now. Enjoy the game tonight, Eric. We appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Yep, Bleacher Report's NBA reporter Eric Pincus. Again, back to the East. How good is Jimmy Butler? Is a bust in his future? That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. George, Kyrie Irving's courtside. Any thoughts?
Yes, D'Angelo Russell plays better when he gets in the game.
Really? That'll be interesting. Look, I'm already done with D'Angelo.
The last time he was courtside, D'Angelo Russell did play.
Yes, he did.
He played better.
He did. But hey, George, if I'm the Lakers, unless they miraculously come back and win this series and D'Angelo is huge, I'm done with him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Toast.
I'm done with him.
He better be. Yeah. If they come back and win and he plays lights out, you can stay. If not, sorry, brother.
Right. Kyrie, I can't deal with his inconsistency for the money he's going to want. Their third best player is Austin Reeves.
Yes. And then who's their fourth best player? Hachimura.
Rui, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I want
to keep
them.
You can't be fifth best trying to make almost $30 million. Dollars.
No. And so, look, I don't know. It obviously would be tough to get Kyrie and keep those two guys. I'm not giving those two up. We saw with the Phoenix Suns how you do need depth, even if you got two tremendous players. And LeBron, we don't know how. I think he's going to be great next year. But you can't count on him. He's not going to average 27 for the rest of his life. At some point, the drop-off's coming. We kind of see it. Not that he's playing well, but, you know, it's not the LeBron we all know and love. And so that's just going to keep happening. So I need to keep some players around him that can ball and have some depth. Now, I said I want Kyrie if I'm the Lakers, but he's probably going to have to take a pay cut to get there. And if he's not willing to do that, then stay in Dallas and see how that works out. But I threw out something a week. Well, it was really probably two and a half weeks ago. First person I've heard say it over the airwaves. Maybe somebody else did before me, but I didn't hear anybody say it. I threw out the notion that Jimmy Butler, now mind you, this was, I think, right after the Bucks series. I threw out the notion that he's building a Hall of Fame resume. And I think at this point, it's pretty much sealed that he'll be a Hall of Famer. One of the examples I used was Reggie Miller, who, you know, was obviously a great regular season player too. But Reggie is known most for the clutch moments he had, particularly in the playoffs. And he got his team to the finals, never won a championship.
And he also was the all-time leading three-point shooter, though, too.
Right, right. But he only averaged 18 points a game for his career, I believe. It might have been even less. Had one season, I believe, when he averaged over like 24 points a game or something like that. So he made five all-star teams. Jimmy's already made six. Reggie had one year where he averaged 24 or more points. Really, one year where he averaged more than 22. 18 for his career, didn't rebound much, didn't give out a ton of assists, three a game on both counts. So what are your thoughts on Jimmy Butler? Am I getting ahead of myself?
Are we going basketball Hall of Fame or are we going strictly off of, because people confuse the NBA with having a Hall of Fame as opposed to the basketball Hall of Fame.
Well, he didn't do a ton in college. Yeah. I mean, he was good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we're just judging off of his.
Like you said, it's the basketball Hall of Fame, but he's a guy that you are going strictly off his NBA career.
Yeah, so he's a six-time All-Star. elsewhere. NBA second team. This is the first time he's made second team. He's got four third teams, and he's been all defensive second team five times, and he has an Olympic medal. Based upon the people who have been getting in the NBA Hall of Fame, there is a chance that he gets in. The only problem is that he feels like Julian Edelman to me.
Really?
Yes. In that,
when did Julian Edelman ever do this?
I mean, I know.
He was there, a great. He had numbers.
He's one of the all-time leaders in playoff.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
But come on. Julian Edelman is not in Jimmy.
Hold on. No, I'm talking about the argument. Because when he retired, there were a number of people who were making the argument that Julian Edelman.
He never made an all-pro or not pro bowl.
No. That there were a number of people arguing that he should be a Hall of Famer because how he performs in the postseason.
It's foolishness. He wasn't the prop,
and that's where
he didn't even meet. I mean, at least Butler's made five All NBA teams.
This is the
that's
problem,
a lot different,
Chris,
from Julian Edelman.
Is that the basketball Hall of Fame, particularly when we're just going on guys and their NBA.
We got
to
run. We got a break coming in a few seconds. We'll continue it around the corner. Keep it locked. All right, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.